This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
It is 18 minutes past four for your Tuesday drive home with Em and Warren.
Always Live have curated a three-part concert series at Chapel Off Chapel. It's called Totally Folked, showcasing some of the most established and exciting contemporary folk musicians in Australia. December 1st, we'll see Bobby Alou supported by Declan Kelly on the stage. Here to tell us more, Bobby Alou.
Bobby, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
You've been touring with Xavier Rudd recently. You've just celebrated 50 shows together, actually. How's that been going?
Oh, it's been amazing. It has been so hectic. We started in Europe and literally it was like 50 shows in 68 days, 20 countries, you know, really moving around quickly. But such a great experience and really fun.
Absolutely. And Xavier, I've never met Xavier, but I assume wonderful human.
Oh, he's super crazy, and it's been a great little hang. We're very good friends, so it's awesome to have that time together on the road, getting up to lots of mischief, but mainly just playing shows in all these crazy places.
So very cool. And over the weekend, you performed in Byron Bay. How was that?
It was awesome. That's where I live. I live in Ewingsdale, which is kind of near Byron. And yeah, it was a bit of a homecoming show. Been away for 3 months, and so to come home and do the 50th show in Byron was a real, it was a great vibe, and lots of people, and just good wholesome night. So great way to welcome home and try and get through that jet lag.
Well, speaking of wholesome, you even got to sing with your mum on stage. Is that something that you get to do often?
It's not, it's something that I've started doing this year, and it's, you know, I get really, I never ever thought that I'd be doing that, you know, but my mum's got such a rich history with her culture, Samoan culture, with dance and singing, and it's just great to share that with my mum. So I invited her to dance a traditional song, and it was really fun.
That's awesome. I don't know if you're allowed to tell us, but you're playing in Melbourne December 1st. Will mum be making an appearance?
I will reveal that she is. Yes, I've decided to fly her down for the adventure. So I'm going to bring her along to the show for sure.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so, so cool. Now, Bobby, how would you describe your music?
Yeah, that's a good question. Someone, like lots of people asked me that before I played in Europe. And my best description I have at the moment is, it is that time at sunset where it's what it sounds like is like if you're in a hammock and it's sunset and you've got like a nice cool drink in your hand, whether that's a beer or a cocktail or just, you know, some fizzy water. And it's just that feeling of the first sip, and you're just like nice and chill, and you're just about, the night's just about to start. That's what it sounds like.
That is the most, probably one of the most incredible descriptions I've ever heard. I could absolutely feel that.
Totally. That's what we're going for.
I love it. Where do you get your inspiration from in terms of the lyrics when you're writing your songs?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, like lots of it is travel stories, and lots of it is kind of things that I look and see and that I get inspired by. You know, like I'm really into just letting things happen organically and trying to follow the things that mean a lot to you in your life and try and connect with the people and the places that you love. You know, I think we don't really get that long, in the scheme of things on this planet. So I figure we might as well enjoy ourselves and try and be good humans. So, that's basically, what I write about and what I sing about. And so far, so good.
So far, so good. Amazing sentiment as well. What do you personally think makes a good song?
You know, I like lots of different styles of music, like every style. And, when people ask me what I'm into, and usually with any kind of form of art, whether it's music or theater or movies or paintings, it's like anything that where I feel something, you know, like if you, whether you get the goosebumps on your hair, on your arm, or whether you just, you know, someone sings that song and you're like, oh my gosh, that's how I feel, you know, that's like, I figure that's really hard. So for me, like a good song is something that can really get into you and can make someone feel something, whether it's, you know, it could be anything, love, anger. It just kind of helps us get through life, you know? So yeah, to me, it's a good song if it can do that.
That is the power of music. You've really like hit the nail on the head in terms of like, I agree, good music makes you feel things. Whether it's just like, yeah, I'm ready to go out, this is such a fun song, or whether it is something deeper. Yeah, awesome.
Totally. It is fully like that, you know? It's kind of like real life magic, you know?
Music, yeah.
It can really make you kind of think about, yeah, it's this thing that exists, but it's sort of, it's like a portal to like a whole other series of, vibes. It's cool.
Totally. Well, speaking of real life magic, you and your band are set to take stage this Thursday at Chapel Off Chapel here in Melbourne as part of Totally Folked. What can we expect from that show?
Well, we're going to play lots of music. You know, it has been a long time since we've been back in Melbourne, so I'm really excited to do this show. Of course, I already said that I'm bringing my mom to perform a few songs, and yeah, I've got a couple of guys in my band that are really beautiful people and beautiful musicians, and I'm just, you know, I haven't seen them for 2 months, so yeah, we're going to put a lot into this show, and we're really looking forward to it.
It sounds amazing. It all sounds fantastic. So thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us about it.
Thank you so much.
That's Bobby Alou, and he'll headline Chapel Off Chapel this Thursday, December the 1st. For more info, you can head to bobbyalou.com.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.